Praise God. I want to just briefly speak for a few moments on salt and light.
Yes.
And Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
Yes, we are.
Wow.
Yes.
And Jesus, and it was said of Jesus, John's Gospel says this. It talks of John the Baptist. And it says, John the Baptist said, it says in John's Gospel, there was a man sent from God whose name was John the Baptist. And this same John came to witness and to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. John was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. And then later on in John's Gospel, Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Well, do you know something? I know we often preach Jesus left and went to heaven. There's a truth in that. But there's another truth, that actually Jesus resides in men and women's hearts and lives. Wow. So he's in the presence of the Father, but he's in your life and my life when we ask him to come in as our Lord and Savior. And so if Jesus lives within us, if he is the light of the world, then do you know what's in you? The light of the world is within each and every one of us. And what it needs to be is that as you're walking down the street, somebody looks at you and says, wow, what is it? What is it about you? There's something different about you. What an opportunity.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, guess what? It's Jesus that's living in me. Let me tell you about
Amen.
Him. You know? And so we can share this Jesus. It's not smile at somebody, because people are afraid to smile. They walk down the street, you know. And if you smile at them, they go, strange. But we have the joy of the Lord, don't we? We have the love of God in our lives. And so Jesus said, he's the light of the world. And the light resides in everyone who's taken Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And the light changes us. It causes us to be different people. He makes us different. Our relationship with him causes us to grow and to blossom. And when people look at us, they say, wow, why is it you have so much peace when there are so many difficult things, when there are so many trials, and yet there's peace in your life? Because the Prince of Peace lives in me. Amen. The Prince of Peace lives in me. So when there's problems, you just say, oh Lord Jesus, I just rejoice, Lord, you're in control. You're in charge of all things. Because it is about you and I surrendering our lives to Jesus and saying, Lord, here's the steering wheel. You drive and take control of my life. Giving everything to God and putting your trust and faith in Jesus Christ. I tell you what, you'll have the greatest ride. You'll have the most exciting journey that he will take you on. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus does for you. Briefly, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 3, you are the salt of the earth. I'm going to just bring something out of this one in a minute for you. You are the salt of the earth, but if you have lost the saltiness, the savor, wherein you shall be salted, how is it that it is good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot? You're the light of the world. Hallelujah. We think about, when I say salt, automatically you think about maybe the salt grinder, don't you? Where you grind the salt, you have this, we have this white salt now, don't we? Or we have this tub of Saxo salt. You know, shake it out. And it's wonderful to have salt. Have you noticed that when you have your meal, you put salt on, don't you, so very often? I know there are some people who don't. I know there are some people who the doctors have said, no more salt, it's not good for your blood pressure. Well, I'll tell you what, one of the nicest things that you ever taste, one of the simplest and nicest things that you ever taste, is a fantastic smoked salty bacon sandwich. My Lord! And some brown sauce on it. Oh! You know, I mean, that's real motorbiker's food. You know, when I go out on the motorbike, you head for the place that's got the best bacon baps and you put sauce on it. It's like, this is food, you know? And it's that saltiness that comes out in it. And you know, you put salt on your food and it brings out a flavour. Many times you cook with it to bring the flavours out. Well, this is what Jesus was talking about in one sense. He's saying, if you were to put salt in and it had no savour or flavour, what's the point? It's worthless. Now, I was trying to understand this many years ago as a teenager, and then I began to understand that they had this type of rock salt that was in a Muslim bag. And so they would carry the salt with them, and if they were doing some cooking, they would put it into the cooking pot, and the water and everything else would take upon itself some of the flavour, and it would draw out the flavours in the meats and the vegetables, and with this salt bag. And when they'd finished, they'd take it out, they'd dry it, and they'd keep it for the next time. And they would continue to use this bag of what was termed rock salt. So in that salt, there were rocks and there was saltiness. And so after a period of time, the salt ran out. It was no longer salty. So what did they do with it? They opened the bag, they tipped it out, and they walked on it. It was worthless. It was worthless. It was no point of ever trying to use it again. It had come to the end of its usefulness and worthfulness. It was worth nothing. Salt was expensive in those days. It was a treasure. Not like today. We just go and get it off the supermarket shelves and sprinkle it all over if we want. But this is what the Bible is saying. You are the salt of the earth. You have to be full of the flavor of heaven. You have to be full of the flavor of the Word of God. And if you lose that, if you use everything up, that's not good. It means that you and I are not spending time in the Bible. It means you and I are not spending time with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It means that we are letting our relationship grow cold. Yeah. So we need to be the salt and light in this earth. We need to bring the right flavors to the earth, to what's going on in the world. Yeah. We need to be the light. It speaks in Matthew's Gospel, it speaks there, if you light a candle, what do? Do you go and hide it somewhere out of the way so that nobody else can see it? No. You take the candle and you set it in the middle of the room so that everybody can see and benefit from the light. Amen? That's what you do. And so you and I, if we know Jesus, our Lord and Savior, He's lit us. And so that we stand in the middle and we shine, like you sang today, shine, Jesus, shine. Yeah. Or Jesus, as I said earlier, lives in each and every one of us. Therefore, when we stand up, the light begins to shine. And people are drawn to the light. Amen? You know, on a night time, if you were to light a candle outside, the moths come gathering in. They're drawn to the light. Yeah. If you bring the good news, the hope of eternal future in Christ Jesus, tell them the good news. You bring the light, and people are drawn to the light. They're drawn to the love of God that flows out of each and every one of us. So I want to encourage you today, be the salt. And if it gets a bit running out, get back in this book. Stay in this book. Keep your salt recharged. Keep mining it. Keep mining the salt that gives flavor to the words that we speak. That, you know, the Bible says, oh, taste and see that God is good. You know, I know a good bacon sandwich place. You know what I mean? It's, oh, taste and see this. God is good. And I want to encourage you today to be the salt, to be the light. Today, this world outside where we live, where you work, the supermarket where you go shopping, the lady behind the counter, she's trapped. She's trapped. And you can say to her, and how are you today? And she might look stressed and, you know, and you can say, oh, you know, I'll pray for you. And you can talk about the love of Jesus and you can talk about the things of God. She can't say to you, will you go away? She's got to take your money. Beep, beep, beep. You know, you can preach to her while she's taking your money. You know, she's being paid while you preach. Hallelujah. You know, beep, beep. Don't miss the opportunity just to share Jesus. Say, oh, you know, I'll pray for you. You know, the love of God. I do it all the time. When I get shopping, Grace says, he'll talk to anybody. I will. Even if I can't speak the same language, somehow I will start talking to them. I'm lazy now. I use the car wash. I go down to these, from Uzbekistan or whichever stan, or it's not that stan anyway. But, you know, and I go and have my car washed. And when I'm down there, before they start washing it, the window's down, I start talking to them. In fact, one of them, I found out he'd got a young baby. So I went and got him next time I went, I took him a Bible for his child. Hallelujah. I said, I've got your lovely gift for your child, your baby. All right, lovely, you know, thank you. Hey, come on, just spread the word. Jesus is alive. Be the salt, be the light. That is what we are called to be. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. And as we do that, we'll see this place, we'll see wherever you're from, being filled with people wanting more of Jesus. You know, you get excited. You laugh and rejoice. God laughs and rejoices. You laugh and rejoice, and people think, why are you so happy? What have you got to be happy about? Because the love of God is inside. And Jesus shines out. Shine, Jesus, shine. Shine from where? It's not shining from heaven. It's shining out of each and every one of us. Because suddenly, right now in this congregation, every one of us can go out and shine for Jesus. Amen. And people say, what is it about you? Why are you so happy? You should be miserable, you know. And it's like, no. I'm shining because God has got hold of my hand. Amen. And he's taking me on a journey. And it's about putting your trust in him. And he will take you on a great journey. And he will never let you fail. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Is that true?
That's right.
It's true. Amen. Praise God. You know, I'm just going to finish with this one thing. Grace and I, it's a good few years ago, maybe 30 years ago now, we were youth leaders in a church. We had a youth group between 40 and 50 young people. So we're working on it. Hallelujah. But today, there is one of our young people from 30 years ago in this building. Stand up, Paula, please. Hallelujah. I look at Paula and I think, we planted seeds. Amen. We sowed our lives into her life. We sowed the life of Christ into her life. And I believe it's kept her and he's keeping her, and he's drawing him, and he wants to draw her even closer now to himself. And I just thank God that, you know, I can look back at my life. Yeah, we've made mistakes, but I can look back and actually can see more successes than I can see mistakes. Hallelujah. I can see more blessings. This young man here, we came into his life. Hallelujah. Praise God. He didn't want us, he didn't ask for us, but Jesus made the appointments. Hallelujah. And his mother's prayers changed his destiny, because it's through his mother's prayers we came into contact with him. And God has healed him, delivered him, set him free, and he's a powerful man of God for the future in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. So, be the light, be the salt to all who you meet. You know, some may reject you, but that's okay. They rejected Jesus. Don't be offended. Just move on and rejoice. Hallelujah. You know, my job is just keep sowing seeds. Sow seeds. Come on, just keep sowing seeds, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't make seeds grow, do you? When you sow them in the garden, you just leave them. Sow the seeds. Your responsibility is sow the seeds. Sow the seeds of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then say, Lord, I thank you for a harvest in Jesus' name. By faith we receive. By faith we believe. We came to Jesus by faith, through faith in Jesus Christ, and nothing of ourselves. Hallelujah. Be the light. Be the salt in this earth. And let your light shine to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's it for today. You can move around, have a hot cup of tea, and go and have some fellowship in the back room. It's warmer. And just speak to Dharma, because on Thursday he leaves for Canada. So, and he's going to be a few miles away. But don't forget, get him on Facebook. Dharma Safari, get him on Facebook. Make sure he's on your Facebook. Amen? Yeah. Come on, Dharma, just for a minute.
Well, just a few words to say thank you to everyone, especially people who came from far to support me. Thank you. It's also an opportunity to say thank you to Papa, the whole church. I've joined Harvestfield in 2008. Yeah. And the person who brought me here, he is no longer with us here. Yes. And through the years, we had good times. I remember Bishop saying, iron sharpens iron. And through the private times I had with him, he has been a great blessing to me. When I'm talking about him, I'm talking about grace as well. So thank you very much for all your support, your love, your care. And I'm short of words. Yeah, words cannot express. And Yvonne and all the people from Molby, you've been with me as well all the years. And time to times we talk, and your prayers, your thoughts for me, I really appreciate. May the Lord bless you. And I have my colleague here, the man of God, Jacques, who comes from Sheffield, and the family as well. So thank you for being here. Though physically I will be leaving on Thursday, but spiritually we'll continue to be together. And I'll keep you posted about everything. Yeah, I have a few people over there waiting, among them some who were members of the first church I planted back home in Kinshasa, in Congo. And so they have started prayer meetings in homes. So that is the plan. when I get there, by God's grace, we'll take it to another level of house groups and see what the Lord will do within these first 6 months. So, in His faithfulness, I hope by the 6 months, we can move from houses into a building. So, I will take this message with me, and it will be the challenge of every day to be the salt and light where I'm going. Yeah, nothing less. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Let's just pray. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this time together. Yes. We thank you, Lord, for this building. We thank you, Lord, for all these people who are friends with us and friends with you. And Father, we just bless you for the good things that you've given into our lives. And Father, we bless you even for the challenges that you place before us that cause us to grow and to trust you more. So Father, I pray for safety, safe travel for Dharma, and safe travel for everyone, Lord. Wherever they go, Lord, whatever they do, Lord, I pray you give them opportunity to share the light, to be the salt in lives around them. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.